Hi everyone, back again. Had a few days off in January, just laying low. And it's kind of the subject of a little bit of what I'm going to say today. February 1st, my wife's birthday. Happy birthday. And switch on or switch off. And I find that people get stuck in the middle and then they kind of drain energy. And we all do it. We've all done it. And even in the daily routine or in a meeting, like in an hour or whatever, it's like it kind of just goes blah. Or the day, it's like, oh, I'm tired, but I'm not going to do anything. And I find, for me, I, you know, shake the tree. Either do something to wake up, you know, jump in a cold pool for a minute or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is you can do, or grab a coffee or something, and to engage and go awaken your abilities, bring them to the surface, your creativity, and then go for it. Either switch on or switch off and stop being blah and like hazy and just deadbeat for the next 3 hours and actually switch off properly and either like close your eyes for 10 minutes, you know, go sit in the cold room, have a quick nap, you know, whatever it is. Or so, and that's what I find is when I'm most productive. I notice the things, my, you know, the kind of rhythms in the day, and I like to get up early and like hit it, and I'm really creative and get my to-do list sort of, you know, smash a few things out early and also just get some clear thoughts and all that kind of stuff. From probably 5 a.m. to probably 11 is great, and then from kind of 11:30 to 12, I'm like fading and I actually need to switch off. And if I've got a half hour or a 45 minute lunch break, I would much rather nap for 20 minutes or 30 minutes and then throw some food down. It's actually better for me to reset and totally switch off and then totally switch back on. If I can't actually nap, even just closing your eyes, a personal trainer told me that once, just even closing your eyes, take a big drink of water and then closing your eyes for at least 10 minutes actually helps you reset. So I know we do it with our computers, you know what I mean? Like you'd actually switch the thing off. Sometimes you just got to switch the thing off and close everything that's going off in the background and then sit and then start it back up again, because it's draining power with all these things that are going on in the background. We all know different. I'm no different. And sometimes we keep trying to be heroic and, you know, working on at half mast and about 25%. You're not being very good to anyone. And honestly, lead yourself. A lot of talk about leadership, leading other people, being a great example. Lead yourself, be a great example to yourself, and either switch on or switch off. You know, like switch off, man, for 20 minutes, half hour, and then absolutely back on and put your foot to the floor. And if you can do it, if there's any way possible without, you know, losing your job or looking bad to all your workmates, even if you have to clearly articulate that to a boss or to a supervisor or to your other staff or your employees. But then when they see the productivity that happens when you actually switch back on, or even if you're trying, you know, if you need to convince them, then do it and see what difference it makes in you. Like, wowee, I know for me, it makes a huge difference. If at 12 o'clock I am just fuzzy and faded and hazy and all that, it's like I come out of the fog at maybe 2 p.m. And I know a lot of people might say it's diet related. There are things in diet that I've changed and which helps. But sometimes, again, I love to push hard in the morning and I love to switch off for a little bit and then I can fly again in the afternoon. And so rather than be blah, no one wants you blah at 20%, 25%. You think you're getting through, you're not. You're clock watching, you're wasting hours. Seriously, switch off at 20 minutes, 15 minutes, set your alarm, close your eyes, get in a dark room, wherever you can do it, and then get back on. And it's the same in relationships. Stop being blah, like switch on or switch off. You know, actually say, honey, I need a day to myself or an hour to myself. I did this week, not because of the relationship, I just said, I just need to go surfing. I got up early one day and went early and went for a surf, and it was fantastic. And then it just helps me, again, just re-engage with the family and the kids and everything else like that. But whatever you have to do, switch on. And if you can't do that, switch off. All right. Anyway, hope that helps. It definitely helps me rather than trying to be strong and brave for too long and actually just letting everyone down and giving a really average effort. And so anyway, hope you're all well and look forward to catching up again soon. Okay, bye.